Illegal Alien Accused of Killing Loving Wisconsin Father of Three Daughters. By John Binder on February 19, 2024. An illegal alien who should previously have been deported from the United States is accused of killing 35-year-old Stephen Nasum, a husband and father of three daughters, in Rusk County, Wisconsin, in late January. Jorge Sanchez Zunwa, a 22-year-old illegal alien from Mexico, has been arrested and charged with drunk driving and felony homicide after Nasum died following a crash in Rusk County allegedly caused by Sanchez Zunwa as a result of drunk driving. According to Rusk County Police, on January 30, Sanchez Zunwa was driving drunk in an SUV when he crashed into Nasum, who was driving a semi-truck. Nasum died from injuries he suffered in the accident. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, officials confirmed to Breitbart News that Sanchez Zunwa is an illegal alien from Mexico. Reports indicate that Sanchez Zunwa crossed the southern border a few years ago before making it to Wisconsin. According to Barron News Shield, Sanchez Zunwa should have been deported to Mexico by ICE agents when he was first convicted in Wisconsin of drunk driving in early 2023. Day in and day out, we see the tragic consequences of illegal immigration in America. And the Biden administration's open border policies have only made it worse. Representative Tom Tiffany, RY, told Breitbart News of Nasum's case. How many more Americans have to die before Democrats secure the border? Nasum leaves behind his three daughters, Anna Maybrack, Elena Ray Lauritsen Nasum, and Nora Lee Nasum, as well as his wife Stephanie McBain. Steve was a loving father and husband who was quick-witted and never refrained from sharing jokes. With a disregard for appropriateness, his obituary reads. He loved tractors, bear hunting with his hounds, driving semis and motorcycles, and fixing lawnmowers and ATVs. Nasum's family has set up a GoFundMe page to support his wife and daughters. Sanchez Zunwa remains in Rusk County Jail and ICE agents have placed a detainer on him so that if he is released at any time, he will be transferred to their custody. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.